We've all heard about the Terry Fox Run, of course, but how many have climbed the tall mountain in Terry Fox's name just outside of Vail Mount? This weekend, a group of 50 people, and that includes Terry Fox's older brother, Fred, plan to do just that. Fred Fox has joined me on the line this morning. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Tell me about the hike. Why did you decide to take it?
Yeah, you know, it's all part of the 35th anniversary. Hard to believe that 35 years ago, Terry was running the Marathon of Hope. Actually, just a few short days ago was the anniversary of him being forced to stop in Thunder Bay. So, yeah. Along with the 35th anniversary of the Terry Fox runs, we thought, in celebrating all of that, why not try something a little bit different? And the Mount Terry Fox near Vailmont has been there since. Dedicated in September of 1981, and our family at that time was flown by helicopter up there to place a plaque along with the provincial government at the time. And so we thought, why not? So my brother Daryl and sister Judy and I, actually along with one of my daughters and one of my sister's daughters, are going to be hiking up there. So looking forward to it.
You've been up there before, hey, or just about?
Yeah, no, I did. Yeah. But, I had done the West Coast Trail back in 2005 with friends, and we decided the following summer, to, try something else. One of our friends was from the Vailmont area, and so we went up to Vailmont, and unfortunately, the morning that we decided to go, we got a little bit of a late start, so we kind of hoofed it up there as quickly as we could, and with somebody that lives in the area and is part of the outdoor hiking club there. And because once you get out of the tree line, it's pretty hard to find your way. And unfortunately, got to about the three quarter mark, a place they call Repeater Ridge. And the summit was right there. You could almost touch it. And unfortunately, I didn't get to the summit or to the plaque, to the monument. So that was in 2006. So happy to be able to get there on Sunday.
Fred, it's fascinating because you're Terry's older brother, right?
Yeah.
You grew up with him?
Yes, you bet.
How much, all of us, I suppose, have some sense of how big a role our siblings play in our life, but how much, even though it's been 35 years or more since all this came up for you in your life, how much did you expect that your brother would play such a public role, not even just a private role, in your life over the course of the last four decades?
Yeah, and Terry and I are only 14 months apart in age. So, when we were kids growing up in Port Coquitlam, we did anything that any, young kids or teenagers did, and we were very active in sports and as brothers, and we were typical. We got along some days, sometimes we fought, but competed against each other. And when Terry decided to run across Canada after, 3 years earlier being diagnosed with cancer, we had no idea how we would still be living with Terry's legacy all these years later, and could never have imagined, even when Terry was forced to stop the run and passed away a year later, could we have ever realized it. But, individually, Daryl, Judy, Mom, Dad, we've all played different roles, and Daryl and Judy and I are far more involved now than we were before, but we're very proud. Hasn't really changed our lives other than we do what we can to support so many other Canadians and in fact people around the world who have just grabbed on to Terry's story and what he wanted to do in making a difference in other people's lives. So we're proud to be able to share Terry's story, proud to be a part of it, and do what we can to keep that legacy alive.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask a little bit about the Prince George role in part of that legacy. Terry raced here just about 36 years ago, September 1st, he did the PG to Boston Marathon. Even though he finished last, how important was that race to him? And in terms of what he wound up doing the next year?
It was huge. It was a huge milestone for Terry and something that, impacted him in a way that he knew he could do it. And, he started as everybody probably recognizes, you know, he lost his leg to cancer and had to learn how to walk all over again with this artificial leg, and then decided he was going to run and learn how to run. So we started training in about February of 1979 and adding the mileage every day, and we truly thought that he was training. And you know, that's what he thought. He told us he was training for the Vancouver Marathon in May of 1980. So everything was fine and dandy, and so in, like you say, Labor Day long weekend of 1979, Terry, our brother Daryl, Terry's good buddy Doug Allward, who was with Terry in the Marathon of Hope, and Rick Hansen went up to Prince George to compete in the 17-mile race, Prince George to Boston Marathon is what they called it. Terry had never ran 17 miles, and all the training he had done, he never ran that many miles before, and so this was going to be a challenge in itself. So he started at the start line with everybody else, Rick Hansen in his wheelchair. Everybody else was able-bodied, and like you said, he competed, but he finished last, the last person to cross the finish line. But it was one of these messages that I give to students every year when I cross Canada and speak at schools, that finishing last wasn't something that Terry wasn't proud of. He was proud of the fact that he crossed the finish line and finished what he started and realized that he could run that kind of mileage. He came home and the next day and told our mother that, you know, he'd kind of been telling a bit of a white lie, that he wasn't training for the Vancouver Marathon, that he wanted to run across Canada to raise money for cancer research. So it really, that the run up in Prince George had a huge part in the Terry Fox story.
And if you're ever on YouTube, you can also Google or YouTube, put into the YouTube search engine, Terry Fox and Prince George, and there's some amazing video of Terry running in Prince George that weekend. Fred, just to wrap up here this morning, as you get ready to hike up those thousands of meters, 11 hours roughly, what's going to be an enduring thought that carries you up that mountain?
It'll be Terry. And, you know, Daryl and Judy and I both, you know, even though we're all in our 50s now, I think we've done a fairly good job in staying fit and being active and running all the time. But, you know, climbing up a mountain is a little bit different. And so we've done a little bit of training that way. But Terry, as I've said to so many other people, will be coaching me up that mountain all the way. He'll always be in our thoughts at every step we take. And in no way what we're doing on Sunday compares in any way what Terry did for 143 days, running close to a marathon every day for 143 days. I can't imagine the physical toll that took on Terry and the mental toll it took on him. So, you know, we're doing something very, very, very minor compared to that. But Terry will be the one I'll be thinking about and what he sacrificed to do 35 years ago.
Fred, all the best with the trek, and certainly so many people inspired this month to run in Terry's honor and name. Thank you for joining us on Daybreak today.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you to everybody out there that's participated in a Terry Fox run or supported a grandson, granddaughter, son, daughter at their Terry Fox school events. You know, the legacy wouldn't be where it is today with so many people who have made a difference in cancer research, so thank you.
Fred Fox, Terry Fox's older brother, and he and other members of the Fox family will be joining 50 hikers from Vail Mount to climb Mount Terry Fox on Sunday. You can still register by going to mountterryfox.org. That's mountterryfox.org. And also on Sunday, the Labor Day Classic in Prince George, the race Terry Fox was in back in 1979. And for more information about that, labordayclassic.ca. That's labordayclassic.ca.